It is a pleasure to go across the bay to bring in one of the television radio voices of the Oakland Athletics. And he is a two-time World Series champion, a two-time All-Star, a two-time Gold Glove. And he's got a career WAR of 12.9, and he was a hell of a player, and that is Ray Fosse. How are you?
That's the first time I've heard that, Marty, but thank you, my friend. Always good to talk to you. You're a good man.
Come on, you're the best. I was just telling Raph how much I miss talking ball with you. But, hey, Ray, big things today at the Coliseum. The A's magic numbers one, and, you know, these things don't happen that often, so you got a big day today.
You know, yeah, it's a great point, Marty, because if you think about what the Giants did in three times in alternate years, you have to get hot late. And sometimes their clubs, and I think of the Phillies, you know, they were playing great baseball at the beginning of the season. Then all of a sudden, they're really non-existent right now. But I think what the A's have done since June the 16th, which has been just unbelievable, they've sustained that. And I think just winning the way they did last night, the way they did on Friday night with the walk-off Chris Davis, phenomenal season for him, and then the wild pitch last night. You have to take advantage of these things. And, Marty, we're going to know, actually, the Rays are playing at 10 o'clock local time, 1 o'clock Eastern, and the A's are going to know probably before they begin their game today what the status of the race is going to be. But, you know, in bottom line, I'd like to see the A's have to win it themselves to clinch a wild, at least a postseason berth, see what happens after that. But still a lot of baseball remaining, but it's a lot of fun for sure.
Well, what a comeback team, though, Ray. All the walk-off wins, and it seems to me you get to that seventh inning on. We saw it against the Giants. You get to that seventh inning on, it's a different ball club.
You know, it is, and it's really great, and it's not often that you're going against the back end of a bullpen, of anybody's bullpen, and be able to score the runs the way the A's have, especially seventh, eighth, and ninth inning. Eighth inning, I think they score more runs than anybody in baseball. And it's just one of those things that just find a way to do it. But, you know, it's to me, you've got Bruce Bochy there. I know a former catcher. The A's have Bob Melvin, two of the great managers. I don't think, in this case, Bob Melvin gets the credit that he is due simply because of the way he operates. You know, they weren't supposed to win in 12 and 13. They won the division both times. They weren't supposed to win this year, coming off three losing seasons. But every player, whether a rookie or a veteran, they love playing for Bob Melvin. He treats everybody the same. Excuse me. And I think that's the quality of a good manager, who can look at every player and look at every player being the same, and that's what he does.
Is it a big deal to get the home field for that one game? I mean, the Giants went to the Mets in Pittsburgh and won there. Yep. You know, no matter what happens, if the A's get a 2-1 lead in the third inning, you know, the parade of relievers is going to start coming in. So does it really matter?
No, it doesn't, Marty. And, you know, you were talking at the beginning of your show about the win-loss record on the road. And you're right. You have to play good baseball on the road, because you'd have to play almost 1,000% at home. It's not going to happen. 750 is remarkable, but you have to be able to play well on the road. And I think that's what the A's have done on the road. They had a tough series in Colorado, came back and won. They had a tough series in St. Petersburg over last weekend, came back and won. So, you know, they're very resilient. They don't take losses. And I think everybody had been expecting, once the A's started to lose a few games, well, here they go, they're going to tailspin. But it's not been the case. And, you know, any club that's going to be successful, you have to look at 1 through 25. And I say that because don't factor in the September call-ups the way, you know, it's totally ridiculous, as we all know about the month of September in baseball compared to other sports. But I think what the A's have been able to do, 1 through 25, they've all contributed. And I think that's what makes them a special team.
Well, the Yankees are still out there, and you guys can catch the Yankees still. Houston is, I guess, still out there as well. But what an amazing run this has been with the bullpen, because, you know, Billy Bean and David figured it out, and I got to give them credit for it. They not only got three guys, they got seven guys. And that's the difference, because, you know, look, Trevino's starting to hit the wall a little bit. If you use these guys all year long, which they have, eventually you're going to get tired. But they've got a lot to draw from.
You know, your point earlier about in the third inning, if you have a lead, heck, you know, Marty, we may be seeing something in baseball for the first time ever in postseason with the opener. Who knows what the A's are going to do? And I think that's, you know, first of all, they want to get into postseason. But I think to your point about the Yankees, the Astros, the A's have a lot of baseball to play. It could come down to a week from today and really not knowing. Mickey Morbido, the A's director of team travel, I mean, he's on pins and needles because when the A's go to Seattle after the game today for three and then Anaheim for three, next Sunday really may not know where they're going to go, because the nice thing about every game starting at the same time on Sunday, the final day, that's going to make it very nice. But it's been a run that, you know, you mentioned the bullpen, and I do have to say this. Yes, the acquisition of Familia and Rodney, but one thing, Marty, while those guys were acquired, the first thing Bob Melvin said to them was, we have a closer. We need you guys to get to Blake Treinen. Blake Treinen's a closer, and what Rodney and Familia are doing as former closers, actually closers themselves, they have the option to be able to close a game. Familia was so excited when he got a save the other day that it was like, hey, it's like old times again. But he also bought into the idea that Blake Treinen's a closer. I don't know there's anybody in baseball any better than Blake Treinen this year with regard to his ERA, the way he throws a 98-mile-an-hour sinking fastball on a hard slot. You know, he's been Mr. Automatic. Gave up a hit last night for the first time in, what, 14 innings. So he's been good, but I think the communication factor is so important in the game of baseball, and Bob Melvin does that tremendously well. And in the case of those relievers, he basically told all of them when they came here, we have a closer, we just need you to get to him, and he's going to close the game.
Boy, it's going to be interesting. Ray, who's an MVP of this team? And Davis is unbelievable with the home runs he's hit. And who do you say is the guy?
You know, it's a good point. I know there's a crowd of people, actually, the front office, I think, welcoming all the players in since this is the final home game of the regular season. And Chris Davis, no doubt, with 45 home runs. Marty, the thing about him, he has adapted to the DH role as well as anybody I've ever seen. Because a lot of times a guy will play maybe 7-8 years and become a DH. He played in Milwaukee. He played last year, first 2 years here, actually, as a left fielder. And he's adapted to the DH role, 45 home runs. But the one thing that I really think that made him an improved player is the fact that he gets big hits with runners in scoring position without the home run. You know, if you swing for the fences, you got to hit 40 or 50. If you're lucky, that many mistakes are going to be had. But it's those hits that you get with the shifts, going against the shift with the bases loaded, and you pick up a base hit to drive in a couple of runs. That's what Chris Davis has done. But look at Stephen Piscotty. Marty, if you look at the A's lineup from 2 till about 7, you got 20-plus home runs. I mean, everybody can contribute. I mean, and that's phenomenal. They can do it with a home run ball, get themselves back in the game. This Ramon Laureano has done a tremendous job in center field with his speed, his excitement, the way he plays the game. I mean, Piscotty in right field, Olsen and Chapman first and third. I mean, everybody has done a very good job, and I think that's what makes this a special team. But you need somebody to run the ship. Bob Melvin does it as well as anybody I've seen.
Well, here we go. What do you think about the one-game play-in? Giants have done it a couple of times, and I know there's a lot of talk about it now because you got two good teams, and somebody's going home.
Marty, you're a historian, and congratulations to your Hall of Fame induction. That's number one of hopefully many. But you think about at a time, I know when I was fortunate to play on a couple of world championship teams, it was a five-game league championship series. We, on the West Coast, played the East Coast, the Orioles, when I was here, and then you go to the World Series if you win. Now, with the play-in game of the wild card, then the division, then the league championship and the World Series, that's why the season lasts all the way till the end of October, sometime first of November. But if you think about the wild cards, they were non-existent for a long time. They have brought something into baseball. So as the historians and the purists say, you're a wild card team, you shouldn't even be there, because you didn't win the division. So while on one hand I'd like to see it two out of three, it's not going to happen. But I think it's game seven of the World Series for the A's and whomever. It looks like at this point, A's and Yankees, if that's the case, saying it a week before the end of the season in the National League, whoever does that. But that one game, but also bear in mind, Marty, the final game of the season is next Sunday. The division series does not begin until the following Friday for the American League and Saturday for the National League, or vice versa. It's Tuesday. What is the wild card in the National League?
I think the American League is Wednesday. National
Wednesday
League is Tuesday.
For sure.
I think so.
But still, in the American League, you have four days, essentially 5 days off before you play. So the wild card participant, in the case of the American League playing Wednesday and then starting the division series the weekend, there's not a lot of time in between. And that's why a wild card participant at times is the best prepared because they've continued to play after the end of the season.
Boy, it's going to be interesting. I heard you on with Mad Dog the other day, and Mad Dog was dissing the crowds. Come on, there's going to be tremendous crowds.
Listen.
You know how the A's – I love the A's fans. You know that.
Listen, it's the loudest place. If you go back to 12, when the A's lost to the Tigers were amazed to hear the crowd, and they said that helped them to go to New York because they knew what to expect there. They had a loud crowd. As a matter of fact, they were celebrating on the field, and the fans were cheering. You know, what are you doing? But that's how much the fans appreciated what the A's did then. They appreciate what they're doing now. And that's why I said to Mad Dog, when I said, are you reading a teleprompter? Did somebody write that 11,000 for you, or are you saying that? He said, no, it's me. And I said, then you're wrong. I said, there would be 11,000 Yankee fans if the game is played here. But they opened, Dave Campbell, the president, opened the third deck. Last night, 37,000 people here, Marty. And I think a big crowd again today. But if the A's play here and they host the wild card, I think Mount Davis is going to be open. It's going to be a phenomenal crowd for that game.
Ah, I love it. Very good. Thanks for coming on, Ray. And good luck to you and Vinny and Ken Korak and everybody over there. It's been a phenomenal season. And you guys tell that story. I love talking ball with you. And I hope it continues. I hope the A's can make it happen.
Thank you, Marty. And listen, I would just say in closing, you're the best. I commend you for everything that you've done talking baseball. You've done a great job. You love the game. And very proud of what you have done after this is kind of your second career. So I still have more interviews than you, though. So
you do. You do. You'll be in the Hall of Fame before me. I understand.
No, you're already in the Hall of Fame, and congratulations. That's outstanding.
Well, it was fun. But, Ray, I love talking ball with you. Good luck, and we'll follow the score today.
Thank you, buddy.
All right, have a good day.
You're a good man.
All right, thanks, Ray. All right, that is Ray Fossey. Always fun chatting baseball with him. All right, good story. All right, we'll take a break. More coming up right after this.